right, everybody. Thank you. We're coming together for council meeting number 32 on Tuesday, the 27th of November, 2018. And I'm opening the meeting at 5:30 p.m. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public. I welcome you all to the City of Melbourne this evening. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and is a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place and a location for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. I take this opportunity to notify members of the public that the meeting is being recorded and that an audio will be made available on the City of Melbourne website by close of business tomorrow. The unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will also be placed on the City of Melbourne website as soon as practicable. And should you have any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of our council business team after the meeting. I request that all mobile phones be turned to silent, for the duration of the meeting. The agenda comprises two reports from committee, one of which is confidential. It also comprises 12 reports from management, four of which are confidential, and there is one item of general business. An apology has been received from Councillor Jackie Watts. Disclosure of conflicts of interest. If any councillor has either a direct or indirect conflict of interest as defined in the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered by council this evening, please disclose the type and nature of your interest prior to consideration of the item. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. I'm calling on a councillor please to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 31 held on Tuesday 30 October 2018. So moved by the Deputy Lord Mayor and seconded by Councillor Pinder. Thank you very much. I'm now putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour? That is unanimous and I declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. Are there any matters arising from the minutes of the previous meeting that you would like to discuss at this point, councillors? Nope. Thank you very much. The following submission has been received in accordance with the Council's Meeting Procedures Code, and it's in relation to Agenda Item 7.1, Post-Travel Report by Councillor Kevin Louie, Osaka, Japan, 28 August. To 1 September 2018, and no surprises, that submission has been received by our ever faithful Chris Thrum. Thank you very much. At this point, we're discussing confidential items, and I am asking councillors, do any of you wish to discuss the confidential status of agenda items 5.2 and 6.9 to 6.12? Good, thank you very much. Now, there is one report from committee for consideration in open session, and I call on Councillor Leppett as chair of the planning portfolio, with Heritage, of the Future Melbourne Committee to present agenda item 5.1.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I'm delighted to report the Planning Scheme Amendment C271 Guildford and Hardware Laneways Heritage Report.
Councillor Leppett, at this point I am declaring a conflict of interest under Section 78C by virtue of receiving a campaign donation arising therefore an indirect interest, and so I'm handing the chair of the meeting to Deputy Lord Mayor.
Deputy Lord Mayor, I might continue with the presentation if I could, and thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Levitt.
The purpose of this report is to provide an assessment of the independent panel's recommendations regarding Amendment C271 Guildford and Hardware Laneways Heritage, and to propose that Council adopt the amendment with changes. I move that recommendation, which is contained in the Council report and which will be on the screen in a moment.
Thanks, Councillor Leppard. I'll call for a seconder. Councillor Rees. Councillor Leppard.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. We were all delighted to receive this precise same report at Future Melbourne Committee earlier in the month. Council, rather than that committee, needs to do the final adoption of the planning scheme amendment, but I warmly encourage anyone to check in with the debate earlier this month if they want some more details on it. Otherwise, I commend this wonderful report.
Councillor Rees.
I concur with Councillor Leppard. There was a good debate about this at FMC not very long ago. For those fascinated and passionate about our heritage history, like many councillors are, I encourage them to go back and read the transcript. Nothing further to add.
Any other speakers to this item? If not, I'll put it unless... Councillor Oak.
I promised you I'd speak on every item, Deputy Lord Mayor. I know that we spoke at length at the Future Melbourne Committee, but I wanted to be noted in the council meeting acknowledgement of all of the officers' huge amount of effort that went into this, and also Councillor Leppard as well. Just wanted to note it because it's such an important piece of work.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other speakers? Councillor Leppard, do you wish to conclude? If not, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour, I declare that carried unanimously. And can we get the Lord Mayor back in, please?
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor, for doing that. This concludes the reports from committee to be considered in the open session this evening. We're moving to reports from management. There are 8 for consideration in the open session. First one, 6.1, records of assemblies of councillors. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No, thank you very much. I call on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Riley, thank you, and a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Oak, thank you very much. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? Thank you. Would the seconder like to speak? Would anybody else like to speak to the motion this evening? No, thank you. I'm putting it to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. Excellent. I note that it's unanimous and declare that motion carried. 6.2, Melbourne Art Trust Amendment of Trust Deed. Would councillors like a presentation on this item this evening? No. I am calling I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor, and a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Oak, thank you very much. Would the mover please speak to the motion?
Extremely briefly, 6.2 is probably the most important part in that it helps with quorum, and also appoints the Chair of the Arts, Culture and Heritage Portfolio to the Arts Trust, which is probably a very logical appointment. Happy to commend the motion on screen.
Thank you very much, Deputy Lord Mayor. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion? No. Are there any other speakers to the motion this evening? No. Then I'm going to put that motion to the vote. All those in favour of this motion, please raise your hands. That's unanimous. Thank you. I declare the motion carried. The next item, 6.3, is the 2018-19 Council Works Program First Quarter Report. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No? Then I'm going to move this motion, and I'm looking for someone to second the motion. Thank you, Councillor Leppett. We have, as you know, we get a report on our Council Works Program every quarter. We can see from the report received that we get an update not just on budget but also on the progress of our major projects. We know from our director, Rob Adams, that actually this quarter is the most that we've spent in our capital works program in a quarter for the last 8 years, which indicates the ambition both of the strategy and also implementation. We can also see from the report and reflected in the motion that we've got some timing elements resulting in some savings going forward from this quarter from QVM timing in terms of the renewal project. We've also had some increase in funds coming from external sources and from open space contributions. We can see from this motion on the screen that we have expended a certain amount to date, $400,000, to provide for additional bicycles, but we're proposing to spend some more, and I will allow Councillor Leppert to expand on that a little bit next. But we'd also like to note that based on the spending for this quarter and where the projects are at, that we're certainly on track for a good fulfilment of our targets going forward in terms of the annual budget on capital works, and long may that continue. So thank you very much to everyone who's been involved. On that basis, I'm pleased to propose this motion this evening. Would Councillor Leppert, as the seconder, like to speak to the motion? Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. This is a wonderful report. I always enjoy every quarter having a look to see where all of our projects are up to. Of course, many of them are immediately apparent when you visit the city. There's lots of capital works programs that are necessarily delayed and pushed around a little bit because there's so much work happening the closer to the middle of the city that you get to. That's natural. It does mean that we have a long list of items for transfer of funds in between programs within the capital works budget, and I certainly support all of those. There's a proposed addition here, and I thank you, Lord Mayor, for incorporating it in your proposal, which I was happy to put forward as well and commend. But before I do that, I think I'd just like to acknowledge the hard work of the team. The capital works project gets bigger and bigger every year, and it's not just the biggest projects, it's a series of hundreds of small projects that make up the programs, and we're getting better and better at delivering on time, on budget, and within work plans. It's indirectly related here. I think it's part of the parks and the parks renewal and tree planting program, but I popped by the Elliott Avenue Billabong the other day, which is now filling up for the first time in years. It's small projects like that that add to the amenity of our city and make our community livable, and that are every part as important as some of our big projects, most of which are very much on track as well. The flagship among them being our South Bank Boulevard plan, which is just wonderful to be seeing rolled out. $900,000 here allocated for the further delivery of the bicycle improvement program. The rationale behind that is that our annual plan initiative does list 500 bike hoops and a series of other works around the municipality. An error in the budget setting process meant that we didn't fully allocate budget for the text in the annual plan initiative. And so in order to do that, I'm suggesting that we draw down on what was otherwise going to be a capital works budget reduction and reallocate that to the bicycle improvement program so that we can get on with delivering year three of the bicycle plan and making our streets and cycle lanes and other cycle infrastructure as well, like corrals and maintenance spots for cyclists, even safer so that people are safer on our streets.
Thank you, Councillor Leppert. Would any other councillors like to speak to this motion this evening? Councillor Oak?
Only to note two exciting projects that are underway in North Melbourne that are one longer in time in planning, the Lady Huntingfield, but also Gardner Reserve. It's exciting to see these projects underway and be able to talk to the community about why they're happening and the fact that this great community infrastructure is being built. So, yeah, it's exciting that both of those projects are on track, as the report says.
Thanks, Councillor Oak. Any other councillors? No, then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. That's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you. Item 6.4 is the Regent Management Company Pty Ltd trading results to 30 June 2018. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No, thank you. I'm going to call on a councillor to move the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. A councillor to second the motion. Councillor Rees, thank you. The mover, Deputy Lord Mayor, would you like to speak to the motion, please?
Very briefly, Lord Mayor, we've got an equity interest in this company, which effectively was the refurbishment company set up originally for the refurbishment of the theatre. With the Victorian Government, we're a shareholder, and so we check on the financial performance at year end for any company or that we have an equity interest in. So I'm happy to note the report and the trading results for the year ended 30th of June.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion, Nicholas?
Nothing to add, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Would any other councillors like speak to the motion? No, thank you. Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Excellent. That's unanimous. I declare that motion carried. Thank you. It's that time of year because we are now considering the 2018 Citywide Pty Ltd annual financial report. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No? Good. I'm going to call on a councillor to move the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. Councillor to second. Councillor Francis Gilley? No? Yes? Good. Thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion?
Happy to note the report. You're right. It's time for us to note these reports, end of year reports. Citywide, we've spoken about at length throughout the year. Pretty pleasing result, that has to be said. What's more pleasing is their quarterly results for this financial year as well. So tracking ahead of budget and the report makes for good reading. Obviously, we've talked at length about the competitive environment that they operate in, but they've got a good board and they've been through a big culture change that's still continuing within the organisation, and I think delivering results. They've won a number of contracts early in this period as well, which is pleasing.
Good. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Councillor Francis Gilley, no. Would anybody else like to speak to this motion this evening? No. Then I'm going to put it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. That is unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Brings us to item 6.6, which is the 2018-19 Small Business Grants Recommendations and Program Improvements. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, thank you. I then call on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Riley, thank you, and a councillor to second that motion. Councillor Leilu, thank you. And Councillor Riley, would you like to speak to the motion, please?
Yes, I would, Lord Mayor, because it's an exciting agenda, this one, and because we're giving money away to small business grants. The program for 2018 and 19, and to recommend improvements to the program as part of the annual plan initiative 4.7, which does identify some new opportunities to expand the impact of the small business grant program.
Thank you very much, Councillor Riley. Councillor Philip Leilu.
I teleconcur with Councillor Riley as well. Also, I note that it'll be really, really great to see how we can actually explore the opportunity to make this grant self-funding. I know it's a very complex issue, but nevertheless, I think we should explore that. I do note that state governments and also different type of governments are actually going down this path, and it'd be great to hear to how we can actually recuperate some of that money. Also, note that, there's a huge increase, definitely, from this, if you look at the two, startups and small business expansion. Startup has grown about 100 and business expansion around 40. So whether or not we actually increase the funding, given the number of applications received, there seem to be great appetites out there. But overall, I congratulate all the recipients, and hopefully they can do something great for Melbourne.
Thank you, Councillor. Would any other councillors? Councillor Pinder.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I'd first like to thank Katrina and the team, Dean Griggs and Michelle Eli, for the terrific work they've done on this. But it is still, as Councillor Lulu said, it is still less than adequate to have $250,000 only allocated to this important grant process. Small business, as we know, is the engine room of our city, and to that end, we ought to be supporting it in a bigger way. And I hope that Councillor Lulu, that maybe for the next budget process we could try and amplify and lift this to greater heights. When you think that 16 out of 165 applications are to be funded, there's obviously a dearth of funding towards this program. So well done to the team, brilliant work. And keep up the stringent follow-up with mentoring and the alumni program, which is what I'm really looking forward to.
Thanks, Councillor Pinder. Councillor Rees.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I would also like to register my interest in the small business grants review that is due to be completed in quarter one of 2019. I also note that there is a lot of very interesting work going on in this regard at a state level at the moment. And, of course, we have seen Commonwealth programs like Commercialisation Australia who have come up with, and internationally as well, where there are mechanisms for returning some of the success profits of these businesses back to council or back to the state. I should stress the objective in devising those mechanisms is not to make money on behalf of the council or the state. The objective in designing those mechanisms is creating a pool of funds which can stimulate even more economic activity and more small business startup activity and stimulus in our local area. So, yes, very, very pleased to see that recommendation included this evening.
Any other councillors like to speak to the motion? Councillor Lippitt.
Can I just have a suggestion to the mover and seconder? Can we delete in 12.3 the words annual plan initiative 4.7? We're not actually approving the API. We've already done that. We're just improving the improvements to the small business grants. It's a suggestion to the mover and seconder.
Ask our director on that.
Well, you are. This is about the annual plan initiative. However, I don't have a comment on if those words are taken out. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what they
are. I understand that we've implemented annual plan initiative 4.7, but yeah, we approved it when we set the annual plan and budget. All we're doing now is closing out the annual plan initiative.
Right.
And I don't want to set the precedent that we're always going to do that by council resolution, otherwise we're going to increase the number of council reports by a factor of 100.
All right, Councillor Lippitt, thank you for identifying that technicality and proposing that amendment to the motion. Is our mover, Councillor Riley, happy with that?
Yes, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. And our seconder, Councillor Lulu. Yes, good, thank you. So if there are no other speakers to the motion, and Councillor Lippitt.
Can I speak to the motion, please?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Speak to the motion.
I started with the nerdy bit. Can I thank officers as well for doing all of these assessments? Yes, this is an oversubscribed grants program. Many of our grants programs are. I'm completely agnostic on 12.5. I'd like to see our new funding guidelines, which we're approving tonight, to be tested out a little bit, but certainly also open to increasing the budget as well where there's the demand to do so. I note that where you've got a business-based grant, you will possibly, I don't know this, I am agnostic, possibly get more subscribers to it where there's a commercial imperative and time, paid time to make applications and not all applications are worthy of support. Many, many are, and many more than we're providing support for are worthy of support, but the sheer quantum alone doesn't necessarily mean that the budget should follow it. But I am open to looking at a bigger budget. I also don't think that the program will ever pay for itself, and I take the words of Councillor Rees, and I agree with them, that it's not about being a self-funding program per se. It's about providing the right incentives and using this program as effectively as we can. And beyond that, I'd just like to thank the mover and seconder for the suggestion. Very happy to keep looking at making this grants program as efficient as possible.
Councillor Oak, would you like to speak to this motion?
These are always very popular, so I think it's right that we're all probably going to speak on them. That's an excellent program, and I know that we're all quite proud of the work that we do through this. It's not only exciting to see the innovation and the small businesses within our city that we can support through this program, and I think this list really does reflect the diversity of businesses in our city. So I think that the list is, again, another exciting list that we're supporting. I support the additions of 2.4 and 2.5, and as I can't remember who said, but someone else has already spoken about, I think Councillor Pinder, on the need to make sure that we take these into consideration as part of the budget and API considerations for next year. And just noting that because we are approving the improvements to the small business grants as per the recommendations from the API 4.7, I think that these recommendations are excellent, and including the two rounds a year, each year, I think that that will certainly help help the process increasing the involvement of some of the participants in promotional campaigns. I think not just the success stories, but even those that maybe weren't successful, I think that those stories are really important and interesting for those that are wanting to apply. And I clearly also support one of the potential new program initiatives about undertaking consultation with Aboriginal businesses to understand their needs, and note that there are some really great innovation projects through RMIT. And I went to the end of year event the other day, and there were amazing startup Indigenous businesses in our city that I'm sure a program like this can support.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. Deputy Lord Mayor.
I realise we're not having a budget process right here tonight, but I'll just add my support to the consideration advanced by Councillor Leeloo and Councillor Pinder about that we really need to look at markedly increasing the budget in this area. And obviously that needs to go through the normal process and be considered amongst all of the other things that are vying for our attention. But 80% of businesses in the City of Melbourne are considered small. When you look at small to medium enterprise across Australia, it's about 97% of businesses are small businesses. Over the 10 years, just City of Melbourne's investment alone has generated $70.9 million in gross turnover. And then we look at 939 jobs that have been created as a result. So if you think about where City of Melbourne, you know, should put a lot of effort in, we support obviously our big headquarters being located here as much as possible. But I think this is a really important place for City of Melbourne to be working in, supporting in, and I commend officers for their work in taking a relatively small grant pool that's oversubscribed and delivering, you know, consistently year in, year out, excellent results. And as Councillor Oak said, we're all very, very proud of this fund.
Good. Well, it's pleasing that there's so much discussion and support amongst councillors for a part of our city that not only underpins our economic development, but also adds so much to the vibrancy of the city itself. So look forward to those further discussions. But we are considering this motion here this evening that has been put forward by Councillor Riley and supported by Councillor Leeloo. All of those in favour of this motion, please raise your hand now. That is unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. We move on to item 6.7. Which is funding support requests November 2018. Would councillors like a presentation on this item this evening? No, thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to please move this motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. And a councillor, thank you, Councillor Pinder, to second the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, to you to talk to the motion, please.
Very happy to support all of the items listed up there. I'll just draw attention to 5.5, which is a new addition, and that's a grant to the VENI in the sum of $23,000 Which is conditional on co-funding from the Gandel Philanthropy or Gandel Foundation of $25,000. There's quite specific sort of conditions listed up there, which is not something we would normally do for discretionary funding, but I think this is good because we can point to this as our officers work with the Venny Inc. to work through what will be a co-design process and will involve the young people who use the Venny in designing a great new play space, and it'll be up to all the standards that that City of Melbourne is known for. So very happy to support that. And obviously there's an addition a bit further down if we scroll down of 5.6, and I'll leave Councillor Oak to talk to that if she wishes, but very happy to support the full suite of funding requests.
As seconder, Councillor Pender, would you like to speak to the motion?
Lord Mayor, just to make a couple of points. One is it's terrific that the Kensington Mental Health Support Group has come to us and asked us for a mere $415 for the hire of the sports pavilion at JJ Holland Park. It's great, supporting any initiative regarding mental health. With item 5.5, I'm very excited about this, of the opportunity perhaps of our African youth being able to be employed, as stated in a letter from the Gandel Philanthropy Chief Executive Officer as well. It'd be fantastic if we can get some African youth involved in this person-led minor capital works project, as they have called it. So if we can keep our eye on that and ensure that that happens, that'll be great.
Thank you, Councillor Pender. Would any other councillors like to speak to this motion this evening? A worthy motion? Any other detail? Comments? No? Thank you. Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's unanimous, so I'm declaring that motion carried. Thank you. That brings us to item 6.8, which is QVM Committee of Trustees selection of community, customer and trader members. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No? Thank you very much. Well, I'm going to move this motion, and I'm looking for a councillor to second the motion. Thank you, Councillor Leppett. Okay, as we know, we have previously agreed at council that we would create a QVM Committee of Trustees, and we did that on the basis that the Committee of Trustees will provide a direct advisory link between traders, customers, the community, and the decisions that council makes. The committee will be trusted and will be a representative partnership of stakeholders, a partnership that can be responsible for advocating what is best for Queen Victoria Market across strategic, operational, renewal, capital works, all sorts of issues that impact both the day-to-day operations and the long-term future of the market. So from that and from that decision, we then went into a process of identifying members of the community and of our trader group who wanted to be involved in a committee of trustees. And as we know, we really were very focused on ensuring that those two groups had a voice at the centre of the stewardship and decision-making of the market. The council appointed a recruitment agency, SHK, that undertook a process to receive, consider and prioritise applicants for both the community reps and the trader reps on the Committee of Trustees. The motion tonight is to decide on the members to join the committee. And as you know, SHK recommended that the committee expand its membership in terms of considering three community members and four trader members. When the independent recruitment consultant went about this process, they certainly did so looking at the skills, experience and balance of inputs that they thought people could bring right across the trustee group, noting that already the decision has had been made to have three councillors on that group, comprising myself, Councillor Leppett, Councillor Watts, and two board members, comprising Jane Fenton and Jane Hodder. And so that the members being considered tonight and their skills and experience and what they can bring to the trustee group was to be balanced across those already appointed to the committee of trustees, and making sure that there's a complementarity of and balance of that skills and experience to make sure that we can reflect the community that we serve, and also customers and future in terms of interests of all stakeholders right across traders, customers, and our broader community membership. So a lot of effort has been put into this. We have received, as I said, from SHK as an experienced consultant recommendations based on priorities, and that has resulted in the motion that you see here this evening, and that is that we endorse four trader representatives, and you can see their names there, and three community representatives, all of whom bring a richness, a breadth, but also importantly a focus in terms of particular skills and experience to the Committee of Trustees. We're also considering tonight, as part of that motion, that once we have agreed on the people that we would like to join the Committee of Trustees, that they will be at that point reference checked, that we are agreeing to a small, modest stipend to reflect the time spent not just sitting but also preparing for those meetings, and agreeing that the terms of reference will be updated to reflect what is decided this evening. On the basis of the considerable work that's been put in and the fact that it has been run by an experienced and independent recruitment firm and what looks to be a good group of people and skills, I'm pleased to propose this motion this evening. And I'm asking Councillor Leppett if you would like to speak to the motion.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I agree with all of that. This is the end of the process, as you've put out, in terms of appointing the committee, and the committee is yet to undertake its work, and we all look forward to seeing how that new governance arrangement will go. It's a significant change in what's happened in the past, and it's certainly not without its risks, but councils previously unanimously adopted terms of reference for this committee and scaled back the QVM board itself, and is and wants to see this process succeed. And I think that the quality of applications that we've got for the general reps and the trader reps means that we're on a very high chance of doing just that. As you've said, even though we said we'd have two general reps and three trader reps, the sheer overwhelming quality of the candidates means that bumping up the size of the committee by two to get in an extra general and an extra trader rep is something that I certainly fully support. The long list is full of very, very gifted, skilled, diverse people. And the short list, which is mentioned in the reports, have people that we could easily appoint to this committee from anywhere amongst those short lists. I think it's appropriate that where we're going to land is a committee of six men and six women, that where we're going to land is taking the wonderful work of SHK and taking the first three general and first four trader reps in priority order as they provided it to us, so that people can see transparently why it is that we've arrived at that conclusion. That conclusion does provide for a very, very good balance of skills. There are always going to be people on the short list and the longer list who have other skills that won't be as represented on the Committee of Trustees, but this is not a reflection on them. I think the conclusion here is solely a reflection on the overwhelming quality of applications that we got. I just want to say one more thing on the trader representatives, and it is difficult to get a good diversity of genders and ethnicities onto the market here, but this is not a replacement for a trader representative group. The Committee of Trustees has a particular role, and by its nature, I think those traders who are more entrenched with permanent presences in the market are the ones that will overwhelmingly have applied. And so all members of the Committee of Trustees, including the trader reps, will need to be consciously, continuously aware that we're there for the best interests of the market and the city, and for all categories of traders, no matter how permanent or transient, but all diversities that make up the wonderful, rich fabric of the market. And I really look forward to working with this group when it does meet for the first time, hopefully in December, if not very early in the new year.
Thank you, Councillor Leppert. And I do note that we did receive many, many applications, which is fantastic. And note that for some people who are here with us this evening, we are grateful for their support and their interest in constantly and being involved in our market. Are there any other speakers to this motion this evening? Councillor Pinder.
Lord Mayor, while I acknowledge that we had a recruitment firm undertake the selection process for nominees, I note that people who are highly skilled and would have made a major sensible contribution have been relegated or have missed out. While I will vote for the recommendations as they are unrelated to this point, I just note my disappointment at the lack of relevant breadth and depth among the community customer trio.
Noted, Councillor Pinder. Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Louis.
Thank you very much, Lord Mayor. Can I just concur with Councillor Pinder that obviously there's, looking through the list, many, many high calibre individuals with high abilities to be able to be on this board. But I do agree that looking through it, there's could be a number of different combinations that could have been achieved, but I'm happy to support the recommendation that's on the board. Thank you.
Agree. Tough decisions out of a quality field, and we need to make sure that we're constantly reaching out to make sure that at that level as well, the Committee of Trustees, we continue to get good advice whilst using the skills on amongst the trustees. Are there any other speakers to this motion this evening, Councillor Oak?
Oh, just to say I endorse the recommendation. I acknowledge and thank everyone who applied and expressed interest. I think it's going to be an exciting new committee. It's new, and obviously there's changes, and any change there might be a transition period. But I think it's a really interesting way forward for the governance of QVM, noting our unique structure between ourselves and the operations of the QVM. So I think that in acknowledging the great work that the board has done leading up to this point, I then acknowledge the good work that this committee will do going forward. And I endorse the recommendation before us.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. Would anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Louis, I just note your microphone's on.
Oh,
that's right. So I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour of this motion, please raise your hands. That's unanimous. Thank you, councillors. I declare that motion carried and appreciate the comments made. Well, this concludes the reports from management to be considered in open session. There is one item of general business still to be considered in open session, which is item 7.1, the post-travel report by Councillor Kevin Louis, Osaka, Japan, 28 August to 1 September 2018. I call on a councillor to move a motion. Thanks, Councillor Louis, and Councillor Rees is seconding that motion. Councillor Louis, would you like to speak to the motion, please?
Very briefly, Lord Mayor, thank you. Can I thank Katrina, David, and, of course, most importantly as well, Darcy Butler, who did the groundwork and accompanied me on the Osaka mission. Two key points I think that we can take out of the meeting that we had in Osaka, which is in the 3 weeks' time or thereabouts, we have the mayor of Osaka arriving with a delegation here in Melbourne. It will be significant because it will be a visit where I think the Lord Mayor and the council can certainly host the mayor and his delegation, and also to move forward the very strong relationship that we do have. Secondly, I think we can, through the trip, we reinforce our relationships, of course, with Adam Kinnean from the Victorian Government Office, and of course David Lawson, the Consul General in Osaka, who I think very graciously he proposed that out of his office he's got a desk or a number of desks that he's happy to provide the City of Melbourne staff for a length of time, or businesses that are wanting to go and look at the Osaka market that they can help and support. So I think the trip is certainly worthwhile, and we look forward to the return visit from the Mayor of Osaka and his delegation in a few weeks' time. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Louis. And Councillor Rees, the seconder.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. As Chris Thrum often reminds us, it is important for councillors and City of Melbourne officers to travel internationally. It's how we bring back the best ideas and best practices from around the world to keep the City of Melbourne where we like it, at the top of the pile. We're also very lucky, I think, at the City of Melbourne to have Councillor Kevin Louie and Councillor Philip Lee Liu, who are in particular very passionate about engagement with Asia. And I think their efforts in that regard deserve hearty commendation. I think this report speaks for itself. It's another very worthwhile and productive trip. And I must, however, note that nobody does trip reports, or more particularly trip photograph albums, better than Councillor Louis. And this is another absolutely exemplary photo collection you've put together, Councillor Louis. Well done.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Good challenge to all of us. Councillor Lelou.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. And I do note that even though it's as strong and successful as the Business Partner City Network is, it's underpinned by the Sister City relationship, which is the reason why we have such a strong relationship. I think a lot more focus needs to be put on sister city relationships. I also note that even though we have a policy not to have any new ones, but I think it's something that we should explore as well, given the success of Osaka and Tianjin.
Councillor Riley. Thank you, Councillor Lelou.
Well, Lord Mayor, I'd like to take up that challenge because my Barcelona photos, when my report comes in, will be superb.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Councillor Pinder.
Lord Mayor, thank you. Just to say that these trips are not easy. They're not easy on family. They're not easy on councillors. So this is terrific that Councillor Louis has brought back this report. And I'm particularly interested in Consul General David Lawson's offer of hot desks, because when we have our missions and we take delegates to China and Japan usually, and they come back and then they probably have to make several trips back to sign up, and this is a very attractive offer from Consul General David Lawson. So many thanks, Councillor Louis, for enabling that.
Excellent. Well, I think we all agree that our connections into global markets is absolutely vital for our future economic development and the success in identifying not just growth for our existing businesses, but what some of the new jobs and industries will be of the future. So thank you to Councillor Louis for your report and the work that you did there and the opportunities that you have identified both in market here and over there. There are no other speakers, so I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. That's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. This concludes our items of general business to be considered in open session this evening. I am at this point going to ask councillors whether there are any items of proposed urgent business for this part of the meeting. No, thank you very much. I call on a councillor to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider items of confidential business, moved by Deputy Lord Mayor, seconded by Councillor Riley. I now put the motion to the vote. It's unanimous, so I declare the motion carried. I wish to thank all members of the public for their interest and attendance, and I declare the meeting closed to the public at 6:19 p.m. Thank you very much.